Well, hello, Pinkies. It's the Fade Driver, of course. You probably realize that. Today, I am going to work in the dark because it's still dark when I go to work because we don't have the daylight savings until sometime after December or something. Who knows when it is? I should figure out when that is. Because it's a pain in the neck getting up in the dark. I don't like going to work in the dark. It's so depressing. At least it's still light out when I leave work. But that's surely going to change too at some point. So, yes, I've been away for a little bit. I've been quite busy. I have a somewhat of a big project that I'm dealing with our home business. So, I've been a little bit inaccessible. However, this is my last day of work. I'm working one day this week. I'm quite lucky. And then I am off for 7 days, 7 glorious days. So I'm quite looking forward to the end of today. However, I will probably just end up having to work on my home business project. So, but that's all right. It's all money. It's all cash in on the barrel head, right? So we mustn't complain. So, what's been going on? Maybe I just want to say a little quick hello to Scotty, the little Aussie battler. Scotty, I hope you weren't offended by the comments that I made from Las Vegas about you getting a job. You know, I recorded that before. I think before I knew you had a job. So, you know, all in good fun, really. It's just because I care, Scotty. I really care. I only want the best for you. So I hope you weren't too offended. So hello to Scotty, the little Aussie battler. You know what else I also have to say? I have to wish Bridget from emergencypants.net a birthday. Happy birthday, Bridget. So long ago, it was months ago that you had your birthday. And I'm sorry I didn't. You know, I'm not a big birthday fan. I'm not one of these guys who cares if you had a birthday. I don't really care about my own birthday. You know, as a family unit, my family, we never really made big deals about celebrations and things. And so you'll have to forgive me if I'm not tuned into birthdays and anniversaries and 200th anniversary podiversary podcast anniversaries and all that kind of bullshit. I really don't care. It's not that I don't care. I think it's great that you've gotten to your 100th episode, but what's the difference between 100 and 39? I mean, we're going to celebrate you got to 39 episodes. No. Why should we celebrate 100? It's just another episode. Anyway, okay, there's my little rant. My birthday rant. So y'all can all take your birthdays and stuff it. But happy birthday, Bridget. I'm really happy you turned whatever. Congratulations on, you know, living, making it another year. I mean, we should be celebrating people's, like, 85th birthday. Congratulations, you're fucking 85 years old. Like that, for me, I really only plan to live to 82. So when I'm 83, they're gonna be a big celebration. And for every year afterward. That's when my expiry date is. Speaking of expiry dates, you know, I'm a little miffed because I've been on this orange juice kick. I've been wanting to drink something other than wine, which is bad for you in many ways. So I've started buying orange juice. Let me tell you, orange juice is not the same as wine. But anyway, so I bought a big, you know, one of these Costco humongous jugs of orange juice. Like 4 liters of orange juice, right? 4 1-liter boxes of orange juice. But they're all expiring in the next 3 days. Like, so I'm going to have all this orange juice and there's no way I'm going to be able to drink it all. So now I'm trying to incorporate it into recipes. I was making orange marinated chicken, and because it's really, you might as well just take your money and throw it down the drain, turn on the carburetor, and, you know, grind it up, because that's really what you're doing. So I've got, like, now, I must have now 3 liters of orange, no, 2.5 liters of orange juice. No, they're 2-liter jugs, aren't they? Oh, fuck. So that's 6 liters of orange juice that I need to drink in the next, by the, whatever, the 5 days from now. I don't know if I can do it. That's a lot of orange juice. I wonder if, is there any detriment to drinking that much vitamin C? Maybe that's what I need, because I'm still battling this cold thing, like this thing in my chest. Anyway, I'm not talking about my sickness. So, I'm going to be drinking orange juice on my vacations. We're going to be having screwdrivers. I guess it's not exactly the best thing if you're reducing your wine intake but putting vodka in your orange juice. You know what else has been frustrating? We have a milk carton rule in my house. Oh no, we're fogging up here. Gotta turn on the heat. Sorry. Gotta make the blowers go. Alright, so. Now then. Mr. Anderson, we have this orange juice, or this milk. We have this milk jug rule. Do you have rules in your house? I've got so many little rules, and I can't remember them all. So, I'm just gonna deal with my fans here. Just hang on a sec. There we go. Low fan, low, good boy. Okay. You know, here's the situation. Mr. Anderson gets these jugs of milk. They're like a 4-liter plastic carton of milk. It's like a gallon. What you Americans would call a gallon of milk. And they're recyclable. We're required to recycle in my city. So we drink the milk, and then, so this is the rule. When you finish the milk, you rinse out the jug into the sink, and then, and now I can't remember the specifics. I think you're supposed to put the lid back on, but you got to crush the carton so that it doesn't take up a lot of room in your recycling bin. So you got to crush the carton, and then you put the lid on it so that the moisture inside the carton, which you've just rinsed out, doesn't go everywhere and spill and, you know, make your floor dirty or whatever. Well, I can't remember this rule. And the other rule, we have other rules too, like, no, you have to rinse your dishes before you put them in the dishwasher, because our dishwasher is so crappy that it just moves the food around and deposits it on a different dish. So, yeah, and I'm not in charge of the dishwasher, you see. That's Mr. Anderson's domain, is the dishwasher. I make the food, and he cleans it up. Well, he doesn't even clean it up. He just does the dishes, because I'm a very tidy cook. John in Ranger John would understand this. I clean as I go, so I do not leave a big mess behind. But notwithstanding my cleanliness cooking, we are, you know, dishes get left behind. So Mr. Anderson does the dishes. So the other rule is you can't put any food speckled dishes in the dishwasher. And you gotta rinse the milk jugs, but make sure you put the lid on and make sure they're crushed. I imagine that I'm as difficult to live with as Mr. Anderson is, though. I mean, like, not that these rules are... I want a divorce! I'm not putting the carton to... I refuse to squish the carton! You're out of here! Oh, dear God. Oh, let's, vroom, vroom, driving my car like a maniac. Oh, gear down. Oh, nice. Around the corner. What do we got? 2,500 RPM. Into the corner. Oh, boy, this is a big, heavy car. Oh, get it over, get it over. Oh, love it. Oh, a little bit of slide out the back there. Ooh. Wee-haw! And we're going to run the red stoplight, not the light, a red stop sign, tight to the corner, over the apex, shift, and 100 kilometers, 3,000 RPM, fifth gear, and we're on the freeway, and sixth gear, 2,000 RPM, 110. What a fun car this is. Yes, so I guess, yeah. Living with another human, you know, it's a lot. There's a lot of, it's all about negotiations, isn't it? So, well, now, where's my little iPhone? I need my list here. Let's see now. You know what, when I was on Pride 48, did the live show with Amy and Bay from the Grits to Glitz podcast. You know, I have a secret about Amy that is quite surprising. She has an Austin Healey. I can't forget what year it is. 1959? I'm sorry, Amy. But we never got to talk about Amy's Austin Healey. And she's actually posted, if you're a listener of the Grits to Glitz podcast, you would have seen around episode 199 or 200, Amy showed a picture of her Austin Healey on their show art. It's a gorgeous little blue Austin Healey. The frog, what's it called? The frog face or something? It's got googly eye headlights. Beautiful little car. I'd love to talk to her. I'd love to know what kind of engine is in that car. So anyway, but... So I just wanted to share that. Amy's Austin Healey. What else? I don't know. I don't... You know, I've been so tied up in my work at home that there hasn't been a whole lot of exciting things going on. There's been lots happening in the podcasting world, but... You know, I just don't know if I have anything else to say. So, perhaps I will sign out here, finish my last 4 minutes of my drive to work, and then we'll talk some other time, maybe at some point during my vacation. So, stay tuned for that. I don't know if I want to play this music. We should find something else. You know, I don't have any good CDs in the car. I got the same old shit, and three of the CDs I pulled out to use somewhere else. So I'm not even sure if I have any music in this car. Just got that old... Oh, maybe we'll go for CD 1. Let's try CD 1. Here, stab in the dark. CD changer.
CD changer menu.
CD 1. Yeah, no, this song is too slow. What else have I got? CD 2. Is this really exciting podcasting for you? Here, I'm flipping through the CD menu. CD 2, and what's that? Don Henley, we've heard that. Oh, the Tractors is pretty good. Let's go to the Tractors. You know, I do play the Tractors a little bit too much, but... We've heard this Tulsa Shuffle. I don't know. What about 30 days? Let's try 30 days. Here we go. Stab in the Dark. Oh, yeah. We've heard this before, too. Oh, well. It's a good song. I'm going to enjoy it. Goodbye, everybody. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Thanks for listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. And here we're going to do some diddly-doo country bumpkin music. I've been talking to the gypsy woman on the telephone. She gonna send out worldwide hoodoo. I'll give everything that suits you. I'm gonna see that you'll be back home in 30 days. Okay, goodbye, Pinkies. I promise I will change the music this week, so the next time we'll have new music.